You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Sponsored by 1010 Podcasts.
The Celtic Exchange, a fresh insight on Celtic Football Club.
Hi folks, Tino here with the Final Whistle Show, following Celtic's emphatic 4-0 win over Motherwell at Fir Park in the Premier Sports League Cup quarter-final. James Miff is going to be furious that you called the 4-0 scoreline spot on, but a good night all round for Celtic.
He is, and my apologies to Miff, just got that one right. But a great game. You know, all Celtic's football was there, all Ange's style of play was there, and they got the goals they deserved. So, very comfortable victory with some really entertainment thrown into boot.
Yeah, an enjoyable game all round. Let's start with the lineup. So obviously you and I done the pre-match ahead of the game and speculated on various positions. The main question was, will it be Giakoumakis or will it be Kyogo? And everyone was leaning towards Giakoumakis, and almost for that reason alone, Ange goes the other way.
Shut up, podcasters. It's what Ange says. And he was right, you know. It's kind of for the reasons I'd put Abada ahead of Forrest, game time and gaining confidence. I think that's why he put Kyogo in, and Kyogo got himself in position. He should have scored a couple in the first half. He was unlucky to hit the bar, got his goal in the end, and that will give him all the confidence he needed. It was kind of like, you know, the sub time was already passed, but it was Kyogo staying on until he gets his goal.
Yeah, there was a definite point being made there by Ange just to keep him on and give him that confidence. We'll get to Kyogo and his goal a wee bit later in the piece, but I thought he looked sharp, lively. He should have tucked the one away that he put past the post, but he's getting himself in great positions and very unlucky with the one that cracks the bar. Just some other points of note in the lineup. So Sigrist did start in goals. We thought that may have been the case. He's been the cup goalie, so he started the previous round against Ross County and started again last night. Matt O'Reilly remains in the number six with Moy and Hatate ahead of him, and hat-trick hero James Forrest benched.
Yeah, well, so like I was just saying there, it wasn't for form reasons, it was because Abada needed game time and confidence, much like Kyogo, and he certainly got that.
Yeah, so you mentioned it at the top of the piece there, an entertaining game, lots of Ange Ball type stuff, to use the term. You know, creating loads of chances, nice and lively, looking sharp. We've mentioned those chances at Felix Kyogo, so one that he should definitely have tucked away, the one that went past the post. Liam Kelly's made a brilliant save at point-blank range for another. He's cracked the bar with another one. But we were chapping the door, and eventually it's come just before the half-time whistle, and it's Abada that gets a goal.
Yeah, snake hips Greg Taylor, slaloming through the defence. It's a lovely play. You know, a brilliant 1-2, and then anyone else just gets their head over the ball and strikes that and goes themselves, but he knows that maybe Abada's better at that than him. and he cuts it back. I still think Taylor should be doing that kind of thing. Bernabeu shooting, put it that way. So he maybe should try and gamble a wee bit. And it's okay if you miss that, because it'll come. But you can't have any complaints with the decision he made, because Abada's there just to poke it home.
Yeah, now and then I'd like to see Taylor pull the trigger. You know, sometimes he finds himself 6, 7, 8 yards out at a slight angle, and he's very reluctant to open the body out to shoot on goal. And this occasion, he was absolutely spot on. It's great football. It's a really, really clever 1-2 between him and Haksabanovic, and it's a perfect pass into Abada. Leal Abada should trademark that goal. That move is him all over the back, and I think he's going to make a whole career out of it.
Running late past the last defender, in between the goalie and the last defender, just picking up wee scraps in 6-yard box like that. He loves that goal.
Yeah, very tidy finish, and it set Celtic on the way. It was well deserved at that point, wasn't it? You know, you could be justified in maybe getting a couple of goals first half, but we did have one or two slack moments, in particular Maurice Jens in the first half.
Well, Jens had a sketchy game overall. I would say Jens, Sigrist and O'Reilly were all a wee bit guilty of, you know, playing ambitious passes. On the other side of that, they are absolutely instructed to play those ambitious passes, and it'll happen. It's just something we're going to have to get comfy with, that part of our game will be sometimes you find a striker pretty much clear on goal because we've made a slack pass. Obviously, we're looking to minimise the slack passing, but it is a feature of Ange Ball that it can happen. So, yeah, not delighted to see that, but aware that it's just part of the overall picture with Ange.
Yeah, there was a big, big chance for Motherwell. I think it was Jens that gave the ball away. Sigrist found him out on the left-hand side. He faffed about a wee bit. He lost possession. And it's almost like he forgot the man was there. You'll know the one where whoever was playing wide right for Motherwell just kind of got in the back of him and clipped it to the back post. I think it's a young guy, McKinstry, that it's fallen to. And he snatched at it. And actually, he had the time to take a touch, relax and tuck it away. And it was a big let-off at that point.
Yeah, there's a couple of things going on there. I would say Sigrist isn't quite there with the passing out from the back. He's playing it when guys are tight under pressure. And if you look at Jens, when he's under that pressure, where's Taylor, where's O'Reilly? That's the two guys I'm looking at there. I'm not really looking at Jens. However, once he loses the ball, he kind of plays it out and might have been shielded, I'm not too sure. Comes off him anyway, and it looks like it's going out for a goal kick. Go and make sure, you know, no defender should be assuming that ball's got the pace on it. Go and shield it and make sure it goes out. And if it's not going to go out, play something. But initially, it's O'Reilly and Taylor I'm looking at. Where are they showing for Jens? Because it was quite a tight ball he got from Sigrist. And then, yeah, the lad gets the ball across to McKinstry. He could have taken a touch, but at the same time, professional footballer, you know, he's an attacking kind of player. He shouldn't need that touch. Just, you know, stay calm, keep it low, and it's away.
Yeah, it was definitely a big chance for him, and there's no doubt that Jens should have shielded it from Shields, but he didn't. So, a bit slack there. You'd mentioned O'Reilly, and I suppose from his point of view, he's still learning that number six. I believe he played it a couple of times at MK Dons as well, but it's not his natural position, or certainly it hasn't been since he came to Celtic. Overall, he's had another good game, and I'm pretty happy with him in there, but there was a couple that he's gifted wide open. You know, he's maybe broken out of the midfield. He's slightly to the left-hand side, and he's tried the distance pass. You know, Ange's team is built on 5, 7, 10-yard passes. O'Reilly's tried maybe a 20-yard pass right across the middle of Celtic's midfield, and it's been cut out once or twice, actually, and he'll learn from that, won't he?
It's a fine line. You know, if he's half a second quicker, that ball does get through to Juranovic or Abada, and we're off, and Motherwell exposed. So I can see why he's trying it. I know Ange's teams are built on that, you know, 5 to 10 yard passing, but I think they are encouraged to go for breaks like that as well if the opportunity's on. But, you know, it's a low percentage ball, so maybe he's better just to kind of field it to Juranovic. But I can see why he's doing it. It was poor execution of a good idea.
Yeah, I agree with that term, low percentage. I think when you're in the opposition's half, by all means, you know, take more risks and play the pass that, you know, that may or may not come off. I think when you're in your own half, breaking out of defence, there'd be less encouragement to play that kind of pass. But as I say, O'Reilly's finding his feet in there. and he's been pretty decent the last few games, and he'll continue to get better. Moving on to the second
half. Top of that as well, one thing I was saying, sorry, just to finish off on O'Reilly, he's as much as Carter Vickers is captain, O'Reilly's dictating play from that position, so he's picking that out from McGregor. Hopefully he's with us a long time. There's obviously rumours and stuff like that, but if he was with us a long time, you could be looking at a future Celtic captain there.
Yeah, he's a very confident young man, and he's mature beyond his years, so 21 years of age, and he certainly plays at a level beyond that. And yeah, it's great to see. He's a talented guy, and I think the longer we can hold on to guys like Matt O'Reilly, the better. So as I say, getting into the second half, we've had a couple of moments. There was a moment right at the start of the half, actually. I think Juranovic was poor in the tackle. It's broken to the left back, who's had a decent effort on goal and a very tidy save by Siegrist to tuck it around the post. How do you think Siegrist done overall? We've mentioned, ball at feet, and he's still working on that side of his game. But in terms of shot stopping and goalkeeping, he's a comfy option, isn't he?
That was the only save he really had to make, and he did extremely well getting down to it. Wasn't an easy one, and I don't think any goalie leaves that to chance. I don't think any goalie thinks, oh, that's going past. Even if it's going past, they'll still get the fingers on it to push it past. But it was an excellent save, and no surprise to see that. I've always been a fan of Siegrist. I was delighted that we got him. I was banging the drum for it for a long time. He just has to keep working on ball at feet, and he's got great guys around him between Stevie Woods and the rest of the goalies at Celtic to help him and encourage him in that. So I think we'll see a lot more from Siegrist as time goes on. Happy with progress, further progress to be made.
Yeah, and I think, if push comes to shove, if Hart had to miss a couple of games for any given reason, he'd be fairly comfy with Siegrist being the backup goalie, and I think we've definitely improved in that area. The second goal from Celtic's come around about the 56th minute, and it's Abada again. And at this point, he tucks away, another tidy finish after a bit of pinball wizard in the box. And that goal put him, even temporarily, as top scorer on 8 goals. His return is excellent, isn't it?
Yeah, and it has been from day one, and literally day one he scored a goal that should have stood. So no real surprise, and that's why he typically gets an odd for me over other players, because when he's not on form, he had a couple of sloppy moments himself last night, but he's still there. He knows where he needs to be. He's got a great eye for goal. He's finishing from chances to goals scored. Must be pretty well up there for Celtic. So I'm delighted for him. I still think he's got a wee bit to go in terms of recapturing his best form of last year, but he's certainly heading in the right direction.
Yeah, I thought he had a very Abada type game. There was definite moments in the first half where you were frustrated with him. He was hitting the first man with a cross, or the pass was being intercepted too easily from him. And he's got that in his locker. He will frustrate, but then out of nothing, he gets himself in that position and gets his goals. It's another reason why clubs will be looking at him. We're not here to pitch Celtic players moving on, but teams across Europe or further afield, they'll simply look at the stats, and his assist and goal tally is really, really impressive for a young winger.
And no harm to McKinstry here. He's a young player developing himself and stuff like that. But if you take that chance McKinstry had, open goal, and the kind of slight lack of composure there versus the composure that Abada had, that was a difficult chance every second goal. It's coming at him fast. There's players everywhere. He's got to go through two defenders and a goalie to get it in. And he just stays really, really calm. Catches it on the volley, I think, and just puts it down to the goalie's left. It's a really calm finish.
Yeah. So 8th goal of the season for Abada, and only mid-October. So he's well on track to at least equaling his tally of last season, which I should have double-checked, but around about 15, 16, I think. But yeah, the guy knows where the back of the net is, and it's great to see that. A few minutes later, the game's done and dusted. It's Rayo Hatate with a real bit of class. Abada's going to get the assist for that one as well, but by the time it gets across to Rayo, he's got a lot of work to do, and he gets the Riverdance feet on it, and it's a great finish.
I would say it's a Hatate assist for a Hatate goal, really. Abada does really well. I thought he'd run it out down at the touchline, but he does well just to kind of get the toes round it, get it into Hatate. He's got a defender that goes round, that's done, and then a fast on rushing goalie, and you're going to go and, what's he going to do here? And it's just your best guy at 5 scores goals like that, just two touches, it's away. Lovely, lovely goal. Just that kind of epitomised the entertainment that Celtic were looking to deliver last night.
Yeah, and it also shows you just the difference in quality. You know, no disrespect to Burrow, but you look across the board at the options Celtic have, and it's wee moments of magic like that. You've mentioned Abada's composure in front of goal, and it's that bit of class from Hatate. And, you know, whether it's Motherwell or Hearts or any other side in the league, actually, most teams just don't have that quality to call upon. And it's why Celtic, more often than not, find themselves getting out of trouble anytime they need that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not one for quoting or promoting Stephen Craigan, but he did make one point last night that, you know, when players were out of the squad for whatever reason at Motherwell, it was really tough for Steve Hamill to find replacements. When McGregor was out for Celtic, Ange is looking at which international is he going to put in to replace him. You know, so that's levels, and that's no disparages from Motherwell, it's just where we are all at the moment.
Yeah, and you know, at this very moment in time, we're missing Callum McGregor, Scotland mainstay. Jota, seriously talented individual. Karl Starfelt, Swedish international. But there's some, you know, they're three starters, those guys. And Celtic, certainly domestically, have replaced them seamlessly. You mentioned your best guy at the fives. And for me, that kind of sums up Aaron Moy. I think sometimes he absolutely cruises games. You know, there's no doubt he's a very technical player. He's very adept and he knows how to play ball. He is a bit one-paced, but I thought he was really comfy in that midfield again last night.
Yes, I mean, this might be something I'm going to have to get comfy with. That's his style. And it's, you know, he was very effective last night, I thought. But at the same time, he is doing the walking football stuff. So he's your best guy the fives 5 years ago, maybe. You know, he's still got the touch, but the pace is a wee bit off him. But I think he's always been that slow-paced kind of player. But like you said, technical footballer, good reader of the game, very good reader of the game. Doesn't need as much space as other players. Really likes having the ball in tight and, you know, players tight beside him, defenders tight beside him. So, yeah, he's going to play a big part in the season. Frustrating as I think he can be sometimes, he can also do great things, and he was heavily involved last night.
Yeah, I'm really quite pleased with his progress. I wasn't sure what kind of part he would have to play. And obviously, Callum McGregor being injured has created some opportunity for him. The big test will be a place like Tynecastle on Saturday. So, blood and thunder, you know, far higher tempo than even last night. And if he can come through that kind of test, that would give you the confidence that, at least domestically, he's going to be able to handle anything that Scottish football can throw at him. But I think over the piece, he's, you know, he's got more than pass marks for what he's done so far at Celtic. And he's shown some real quality times. And I think he's slotted in pretty well there.
Yeah, I think that is the question we still have outstanding, is when we step up the levels, and Saturday certainly won, but so will Shakhtar and Real Madrid be. So that, and even if those are not dead rubbers but shot to nothing, there'll be good tests for a guy like Moy, and I'd like to see how he fares, particularly in the Bernabeu, I suppose, and see if he can, you know, put his name over a game, you know, stamp his name on a game kind of thing. So yeah, Saturday will be really interesting for a start.
Yeah, and I think he's got a fair chance of starting that one. So we'll see how that goes once Saturday comes along. You had mentioned that Ange made a very definite point of keeping Kyogo in the park the full 90 minutes, as opposed to the norm, which is that he'd get changed after around about half an hour for Jackie Marcus. But Ange just kept him on, and it's good management as well. You know, he can see that his striker is desperate for a goal, needing the confidence that a goal brings. And around about the 76th minute, he's got his reward.
And, you know, you'd have to say Abada very unlucky not to be going home with a match ball and a hat trick, emulating Jamesy from the weekend. He's done nothing wrong. You know, he's very composed, kept his head down, picked his spot, and it's inside of the post. What maybe wouldn't have been as well noticed was how well Kyogo does to hold his line, hold his position. A lot of strikers just go, well, that's away, and they'll rush in kind of thing. He's holding his line for two reasons. One, to give him the option of a pass. And second, if there is any ricochet, any break of the ball, he's there to follow up, and follow up he did and got his goal. And you just saw how relieved, delighted, ecstatic he was at that, you know, and kind of just thankful for the fans' support. The whole thing was brilliant, you know. So unlucky for Abada, great for Kyogo.
Yeah. And Kyogo, he's almost made a point of you know, thanking the Celtic fans for, yeah, I don't know, kind of for, the, patience. For their patience with them. Yeah, which is great, and it's good to see. And he's got a great relationship with the fans. But despite that, you'll get guys who are, you know, bemoaning the fact that he missed a couple of first-half chances. If you cannot see that Kyogo Furuhashi is a quality operator, then football's maybe not for you. And I think as much as he's thanked the fans, you've always got to be patient with a talent like that, because you know that he gives his absolute tank for the team and he's got the quality to back it up as well.
Yeah, and I suppose it's, you know, myself as much as other fans, not so much with Kyogo, you just know he's a talent, but being patient with players in Ange's team, you know, it's an intense way to play football. There's a lot of games, it's really high tempo, you're asked to work really, really hard. And another guy falling in that bracket that maybe I should be more patient with is Maeda. You know, I'm a fan of him, but he's been frustrating the last 4 or 5 weeks, can't deny that. But he was instrumental in that fourth goal, and he was busy all around before that. So, yeah, we just, you know, need to give these guys space. And, you know, Ange's managing them well and keeping them out and bringing them in and all that kind of stuff. So, Kyogo is an obscene talent and will remain to be so, whether fans are a fan of his or not.
Yeah, totally agree. You've mentioned Dyson Maeda there, and it's a timely mention because it's the young man's birthday today, so 25 years of age. I've bought him some composure in front of goal. What have you got him?
Determination and patience.
He's got determination in bundles, but I think patience is something that he could do with. But yep, happy birthday to Dyson Maeda, so 25 years of age today, and good luck to him. The semi-final draw took place shortly after the remaining games on the night, and Celtic have been drawn against Kilmarnock in the semi-final. So that will take place either 14th or 15th of January at Hampden Park. Obviously, we've got the World Cup taking place in between times, so it's one to look forward to in the new year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the ambition yesterday is just to be in the hat at the end of the game, and we did that with entertainment, with 4 goals. So it's job done. And another semi-final, another trip to Hampden. Kilmarnock will be well up for it. It'll be a robust challenge, shall we say, from McInnes. But you'd have to say there's a good chance of getting into another final there.
I know it's only October, but I'm already calling it. It's going to be 4 or 5 nothing v Kilmarnock on that big Hampden Park. They are rank rotten. And if you're relying on guys like Kyle Lafferty and Ash Taylor to see you through, then you're going to struggle. I think by the time that comes around, Celtic will be purring, and it could be a very comfy win. But Ange would be chastising me for looking that far ahead. But it's definitely one for him and the players to look forward to, and another chance to get to a final. So we'll get to that in due course. James, any final thoughts for this one as we start to wrap things up?
Just that, you know, I think in the pre-match I was saying that was an opportunity to build momentum, and 4 goals certainly does that on top of the 6 goals on Saturday. I think someone started last night that were our domestic, maybe even full season form, is 3.4 goals per game. So not bad for shot shine.
Yeah, not bad at all. So Celtic are back at Hampden in the new year and looking forward to another semi-final as they aim to retain the Premier Sports League Cup trophy. With 10 goals in the last 2 games, the confidence is back in the team, and we can now look forward to Saturday's trip to Tynecastle. We'll be back with the pre-match show on Friday for that one, but in the meantime, from myself and James, thanks for tuning in.
Sponsored by 1010 Podcasts.
Sports Social Podcast Network.